Good morning. This is Pastor Lori, and it is Friday morning. It does not look like spring out there with fresh snow, yet here we are in spring, and I have a reading and a prayer that I would like to share with you this morning. The reading comes from the book I've been using this Lent by Joyce Rupp. The title of it is Jesus, Friend of My Soul. It's reflections for our Lenten journey, which will help us each day. The title of this one for Friday, the third week of Lent, is One Who Maintains Peace. Our scripture is from Mark 4:39, where we read that Jesus said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Faith and peace go hand in hand. During the life-threatening storm at sea, the disciples had cause to be extremely frightened, yet Jesus questioned their lack of belief in his caring presence. He used the situation to stress maintaining a trusting approach in troubled circumstances. Jesus understood the importance of this from his own life. He had to go on believing in the worth of his ministry, even though what he desired for others appeared to be falling apart. The long nights spent in prayer enabled him to continue peacefully the chaotic journey he had undertaken. This same calmer of hearts encourages us to have faith during our rough tempests, like right now, in the situation we're all in that we've never been in before. Peace doesn't ignore or deny the difficult things, but instead retains equanimity during occurrences that appear hopeless. Faith gives us the courage not to give up and to trust that all will be well, no matter what happens. We bring the calming presence of Christ to others by listening to their concerns when they are caught in turbulent tempests. We provide a safe shelter of welcome in the welcome of our heart, not judging their responses and apprehensions regarding their inner squalls. The presence of the peaceful Spirit moves through us, encouraging those in dismay to engender calmness rather than anxiety. While we may not be able to dispel their storms in the way Jesus did, our caring presence helps to prevent their boat of life from capsizing. And yes, think about ways to offer this calming presence without actual physical presence. There are so many ways we can do that these days, through phone calls, notes written, texts, emails. There are ways to help each other remember that Jesus is in the boat with us. So here's our prayer for us today that ends this devotion. Calmer of hearts, you steady my spirit when the storms of life disturb and threaten to drown my peace. When I am with others who are distraught, may I bring the same unwavering presence to calm the harsh tempests that menace them. So I invite you to focus on this today, that today I will remain calm during the day's little or big storms.